Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to America Speaks Blog Talk Radio, where America gets to speak. My name is Paula Flo, your show hostess. And today, the hitting stops here is beginning a 24/7 right here in Waikiki, Hawaii, to draw attention and raise awareness for a bill that our American sons and daughters of school age are in desperate need. And this bill is entitled Ending Corporal Punishment in Schools Act, and the bill number is H.R. 2268, and it was reintroduced by Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings, though it was the fourth introduction, because it's not too late for this bill to become federal protective legislation for our boys and girls and teenagers when they are on school property. A lot of people don't know that when they get finished hugging little Johnny and Janie and giving their goodbye kisses, once their child turns their back to mom and dad or guardian and sets foot on a U.S. school campus, the moment their toe sets foot on a U.S. school campus, be it on continental America, the nation of Hawaii, or U.S. territories, the Constitution, the law of the land, completely disappears. And if you happen to live in a school district that's below middle class, boy, you won't even have any bit of a fight at all. At least if you're a wealthy school child, it disappears for you as well, but if a teacher haunts you, you can get help from mom and dad if they have money. That may buy the Constitution for Johnny and Janie if they have money. But for the most part, our children are left without U.S. federal protective legislation. And today, again, this is August 11th. Today is Thursday. I'm sorry, today is Wednesday, August 11th. Oh, my goodness, it's Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, August 11th. And we will be campaigning out here. This is, again, the hitting stops here. We will be out here until September 11th, at which time we will travel from here to the Olelo Community Media to do a live show on the subject of American school corporal punishment used in our public schools of 19 states, and in more than 45 states, it is used in the private and charter schools. And again, this includes the nation of Hawaii and U.S. territories, along with continental America. So we want our children to be disciplined and trained and taught with kindness and respect. And there are lots of programs out there. In fact, I'd like to invite you to visit www.positivediscipline.com. And there's a book there entitled Positive Discipline that I recommend all parents read. Another book that is written by a friend of mine, Lori A. Couture, and that book is entitled Instead of Punishment and, Instead of Punishment and Drugs. But guess what? I will post that title in the body of the description domain of this radio show with the link. You can click on it. You can order a copy for yourself. That's one of my favorite books. And Instead of Medication and Punishment. So I'm going to publish the link on in the description domain. I'd like to invite listeners out there to learn more about the Hitting Stops here and even about myself as executive director. Again, my name is Paula Flo. And if you go to a YouTube video entitled The Learning Place Why Manalo, it will give my biography, my background information is posted there, as well as the assistant of this program, The Learning Place, and that would be my daughter, Mia. And I suggest that you click on the description domain where you will learn more about the issue of school corporal punishment, a euphemism for the term pain-based behavior management. That's the lowest form of that anyone can use to train a developing human being. And so in our schools today, not only are we using pain-based behavior management, but in 19 U.S. states, we're actually using a wooden board, the same wooden board used once upon a time on U.S. plantations, slave plantations led by Old Master. And that wooden board has been deemed a deadly weapon already by the U.S. Supreme Court justice. Not only are they using a deadly weapon to so-called improve or correct behavior of school-age boys and girls, but sometimes teachers are fracturing tailbones. There has been paralysis caused by using this, and also it is the open Pandora box to all other forms of legalized child abuse, termed so by California Congresswoman Lynn Wolfe herself upon reading documents of what's going on in our schools. So I'm just here to tell you, we are here. John Klein, the hitting stops here, is out on the ground in Waikiki, Hawaii, and we will be here for a minimum of 30 days, or 31, I should say. September 11th, a live show. Your ears might be itching because we will be talking about you quite a bit. So I'd like for those who have tuned in to go visit our website. Please go to www.thehittingstopshere.rolldown. You'll see a photograph of Obama. And right below his photograph are three of the most recent articles of the new millennium that are prepared by professionals. And in fact, one is a government report. And if you just read the first three pages of each article, again, right below Obama's photo, you will have a very clear picture of why ending corporal punishment in schools act is important for every American school boy, girl, and teenager. I want to thank you for joining me here on America Speaks, where America gets to speak. And stay tuned. We will be doing regular shows here. And the only time we intend on leaving the Waikiki area will be to travel to the Olelo Community Media Studio in Mapunapuna to do some television productions and get the word out more broadly. So I want to invite you once again, thehittingstopshere.com, and look in the left column, scroll down, click on our Facebook. We post there daily. There's also Twitter there, more blog talk radio shows, and more than 300 YouTube videos on this topic. Near the top, you will see a purple icon which says Olelo. Click there for more than 70 episodes on this topic. Again, thank you for joining here on America Speaks Blog Talk Radio. My name is Paula Flo. See you next time. Bye-bye now.